She's going to be Oklahoma State, right? She's from Oklahoma State University, and we'll be listening to her about some research on fecal bacterial contamination in creek watersheds.
Good morning to everyone. I'm Donna Kaasi, and my advisor is Dr. Shiping Deng. And today, my presentation is entitled Interrelationship of Environmental Variables and Drivers of Ecosystem Function that Govern Fecal Bacterial Contamination in Creek Watershed. We know how important water is, especially in the watershed, and we have been using it for every day, and especially it is also part of our recreational spaces. So in order to ensure public safety, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has to recommend this water quality criteria for recreation water. For E. coli, we have 126 CFU per 100 ml, and for enterococci, we have 33 CFU per 100 ml. Using this criteria, the U.S. EPA was able to determine that 11% of rivers and streams and 3% of lakes, reservoirs, and ponds are impaired. It means that the bacterial counts are higher than the criteria that was recommended. So what caused these high bacterial counts in this environment? So we understand that environmental conditions affect the fecal bacterial level in the environment, and there are several studies that show that higher fecal bacterial count are found during late winter and early spring than the summer season, and especially during high water flow and during storm events. And one reservoir for this fecal bacteria are the sediments. So our question is, what conditions generally or variables, environmental variables, affect this fecal bacterial concentration increase or decrease in the creek water environment? So the objectives of our study were to determine which variables are interrelated, or environmental variables, demonstrate these interrelationships, and identify the key variables that govern this fecal bacterial contamination in creek watershed. We have used enterococci as our microbial indicator. So we have two indicators, and we choose the enterococci. And we did four sampling. So we sampled the surface water and the sediments during base flow and high flow conditions. We have three base flow conditions in June of 2005, and July 2008, and November of 2008. And we have one high flow event that was on May 2008, where we were able to collect only the surface water, since the sediments mixed with the surface water during this time. So we first defined our base flow based on the cumulative precipitation, which is 10 days prior to sampling, should be less than 10 millimeter. And the high flow concentration should be cumulative precipitation for 3 days prior to sampling should be higher than 50 millimeter. But the USGS has their high flow definition, which is more in terms of water discharge in the streams. So for our watershed, it would be 55 cubic meter per second. That would be considered a high flow event. So this is the map of our sampling sites, and we have 8 sampling sites, which composed of 3 potential sources of contamination. We have the animal production, animal and crop production sites, which involve site 2, site 3, site 1, and site 4. And we have the wildlife and recreation areas, which include the site 8, we have the site 5, And we have site 6 as the urban area and site 7 as the downstream site. So, and we have evaluated 7 environmental variables, which included the water temperature, we have the turbidity, the pH, and the rainfall event we took from the Oklahoma Mesonet website, and we same with the water discharge from the USGS website. And for enterococci parameters, we have the concentration of enterococci. We have 93 surface water samples and 69 sediment samples, which we identified the concentration based on the IDEX EnteroAlert system plus additional biochemical confirmation. And we also identified the species distribution of enterococci in the watershed with a total of 702 isolates, with 526 from the surface water and 176 from the sediment. And species identification was done using polymerase chain reaction of the ITS, or intergenic spacer region, between the 16S and the 23S rRNA gene, and doing enzyme digestion afterwards to have a specific bonding patterns. And we also considered the gene expression of the enterococci in our samples, and we identified the PPE, or the percentage of IDEX positive cultures that were confirmed as positive enterococci. We have 1,486 cultures, and 350 of them came from the year 2005. We identified the PPE based on the 5-step confirmation procedure, which included the enzyme, the esculin hydrolysis, the NaCl test, catalase test, Gram staining, and microscopy. And we also look at the induction of this esculin hydrolysis, since esculin hydrolysis had been identified as a major selection step for identifying enterococci. And we have 42 false positive isolates, and this was done for 12 consecutive days, transferring the culture from one well to another at 37 degrees Celsius incubation in enterococcal broth. So the results of this study, there are two ranges for the water temperature, which is 23 to 28 degrees Celsius during the May to June, that is the summer season, and then 5 to 8 degrees Celsius during November, the winter season. Then we have the pH, which in the surface water, the pH is between 7.4 to 8, and the sediments has, in a way, has higher 8.8 to 8.2 of the pH. And the turbidity is higher in the high flow, during high flow events, with reading of 0.06 to 0.4, and lower during the base flow events. And this is the result for the rainfall and the water discharge data, where base flow events has lower rainfall and than the high flow. And of course, as expected, also in the water discharge during high flow, the water discharge is higher than during base flow, which is consistent with our definition based on the rainfall event. So this is the concentration of enterococci, and the sediments, the concentration was higher in the sediments than in the surface water, but they are compared to the US EPA recommended rate, the concentration for all for during these sampling times was higher than the US EPA recommended rate. And for the sediments, it was higher during the July 2008. And the species distribution, regardless of the site of collection, the Enterococci faecalis has always been the highest in almost all of the sites, with, and that is the A, and then at even at different sampling conditions. And there's, we have the A faecalis, which match exactly with the reference faecalis, and we have another ant faecalis that has its, the banding pattern was similar in about 70% to the banding pattern of a reference faecalis from the reference faecalis. And then we have ant fasium next to the two faecalis and the ant gallinarum. And for the gene expression, the percentage of positive cultures confirmed as ant was 91% to 99% and 30% to 93% for the sediments. The range is really high for the sediments, from 30% to 93%, but the surface water, they are closer than the sediments. And the induction of esculine hydrolysis, we found out that after 6 to 9 transfer, those that did not show esculine hydrolysis showed 36% of the isolate showed esculine hydrolysis after 6 to 9 transfer in Enterococcus broth. And out of this induced isolates, 56% came from the sediments, which implies that gene expression is probably more prominent on fecal bacteria that are present in the sediments. And this is the correlation of all the variables that we have evaluated, and all the variables show five of the variables show positive correlation except the pH, which is negatively correlated with the Enterococci concentration. And we did principal component analysis to identify which variables are mostly influential in these differences in Enterococci concentration and in the ecosystem that is under study. And we have seen that in PC1, 52% was contributed by PC1, which included generally dominantly by ant concentration, turbidity, cumulative rainfall, and the water discharge, while in another component, which is the PC2, water temperature and pH mostly dominated this component, and the third component is more on the PPE. And as a conclusion to this study, we have found out that Enterococci concentration is positively correlated with turbidity. Five of the evaluated variables, which include the turbidity, water discharge, rainfall, PPE, and temperature, but it is negatively correlated with the pH. And major drivers for this ecosystem would be the rainfall, water discharge, and turbidity, which could imply that because of the presence of the sources in the surroundings, they were able to be transported in the sites where we collected the samples. And they do govern the fluctuating level of Enterococci in the creek watershed. This acknowledgement to Dr. Deng and other and the animal science facility at OSU. Thank you.
Thank you, Donna. Don't think we're going to have time for questions, but Donna and the other speakers will be available during our brief break that we'll have after the early talks. Thank you, Donna. Thank you.